Holy cow, we're back, y'all. Got a brand new podcast starting right now. But before we get to the podcast, just want to say that stick around to the very end. Had a great conversation with comedian Josh Sneed in the studio. Funny, funny dude. Really cool interview. And we're going to put that at the end of the podcast episode, which starts now.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
Oh,
Michael's
the mic
podcast,
off.
Yeah, it's on
the
now.
Podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, the podcast, which is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly,
every
thank
day.
You. I want to send a shout out to O'Reilly Auto Parts because they've supported us for quite some time.
They have.
And I love you guys. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh my God.
It's a brand new gold.
New gold. Week one.
This guy was like, he just called in. He said something, and I asked him a question back.
I can't
recreate that.
No,
it's so perfect.
That's like Floyd from Andy Griffith. If you watch what's the TV channel, the one that plays all the old stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. My dad's house.
Yeah,
I'm back and back doing a little video stuff too. People are kind of pumped about that. That's
baby.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But, got it all worked out over the break, so it's all good.
Yeah, man. So here we are, getting ready for the weekend, getting ready for some UFO talk.
Oh yes.
What's the new info you got on the Tic Tac UFO?
Well, that's what I was looking at. I'm looking at the Daily Star, which I don't even know. I think that comes from England, I think is where it comes from. But it says the Navy has confirmed. I saw the confirmation headline yesterday, I think it was. They said that they have more information that they're hanging on to about the USS Nimitz Tic Tac UFO. They said it's classified as secret still. We're still hanging on to some secrets. But they're saying the new footage, and let me go to the article here because it's interesting. They said the new footage could be clearer instead of just gun cam footage, like infrared, could be clearer and at least 10 minutes long.
I watched the interview with the pilot, and he said that they have way better quality video. They only released that. You know, we don't always tell what we have, just like the Iran thing.
So wait, we don't tell what we have? What do you mean? Are you saying that this could be ours?
No, it could be American technology. No. It's alien technology.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know that. But I'm just saying, no, we don't want to give away how great our cameras are.
Oh yeah.
Just like that Iran thing, and then they shot down the Ukrainian plane. Dude, we knew when they shot it was theirs. I don't hate to tell you. I'm proud to tell you. Our technology is so great. Our satellites can see at night to everything going on Earth. We can track license plates from space at night.
That's pretty crazy when you think about it that way.
Yeah. And so, we know they shot down the plane. We have video evidence.
We showed it to our allies,
tracks.
And our allies went, yeah.
But yeah, we have some pretty cool stuff. I can't even imagine. America's so great. We really are.
So you think that it's totally impossible for us to have the Tic Tac UFO, which we've talked about.
I do.
Because it does some crazy stuff.
I'll say this. I think that it's not impossible that we have the technology if we got the technology from alien technology.
So it's alien derived.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think we have stuff that absolutely is alien technology that we're using for whatever. Now, it may look like UFOs or alien spacecraft, but I think we're going to get to the point where you can't tell the difference, and this may be one of those cases. I really I want to.
I'm going to put him
imagine?
To a beat. I'm going to go home and I'm going to produce a whole entire thing. And or maybe, you know, because my son, here's something really cool. My son, rapper Frank, may be coming out of retirement.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
No, but he's actively working on stuff now.
I hope
like,
so.
Like he's doing it, but it's all like he wants to post it all on SoundCloud to be like a SoundCloud discovery. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, why? So he's purposely not producing it well to sound like it's done in a closet. I'm like, why would you do that when you have the, I mean, I have a studio at home. I'm like, why would you not make your stuff better? Is what I get from him.
Yeah.
I get, I'm like, dude, you have, he's like, no, I'll take it serious if you know, if it blows up. And I'm like, well, it'll blow up if it sounds good. He doesn't get it, man. Maybe I don't get it. I don't know. I'm thinking the better it sounds, the better it's going to go. He's like, no, the more crappy it sounds, the more it's possible to get viral on SoundCloud.
Yeah. I don't know. We started our 100 pounds in 100 days campaign.
So excited.
We're all trying to lose weight and lose 100 pounds collectively within 100 days. The first week or two are pretty good. And then as we get into third week starts dying down. Fourth week, nothing. Fifth week, we're gaining. Sixth week, it's over. That's the way this rolls.
No, it doesn't, man.
Yeah, We've done it three times.
We're going to do it so much better this time because there's a difference. Normally, I am the first one. I'm normally the first one who falls off the wagon and just blows it up. Then you guys kind of give up because you're like, there's no way we're ever going to make the 100 pounds.
Right.
If Bubba's out.
If he's out, then well, what's the point? I'm just doing it for nothing.
And so that's what happens. But I don't have a choice this time. My wife is running the show. I mean, my wife, Stacy, who is basically like a personal trainer, she's like, no, we're going to do this my way this time. So I can't get off, man. I mean, I'm stuck in this diet.
That sucks, man.
It doesn't suck because I'm the biggest I've ever been. So obviously I don't want to stay fat. Dude, we took a picture with somebody in the studio the other day. And I was like, oh my gosh, can we crop that and take my belly out? I mean, Patrick, what's that girl before you got married? Remember that girl who was like the catfish girl? I need her kind of. Can I send all of our photos to her so she can skinny us up?
Send our photos. She's just using an app on her phone.
That girl was good, though. She was pretty good at it until you start really looking.
Also, though, it's there were some where she just had random photos that she fixed, but a lot of it was also these, like, kids under 25, they know how to do their camera angles. And they do the camera angle first, and they get the pose right, and then they doctor it. But you notice, they all have their pose. They all have their thing. Like, Amber has a side, and she has to tilt her head a certain way. Like, it's not just Photoshop. It's like, it's all a big old scam.
There's a thing, man. You ever watch models when they are like behind the scenes, like video of them taking pictures of them, like in front of whatever? It's fascinating to watch them. They have it down. It's like they're like, okay, yeah, okay, okay, we ready to shoot? And they're like, okay, and then they're like, did it, did it, but their heads start moving back and they turn. It's like everyone, like, how long does it take to get that down? They just have to stand in front of a mirror or take pictures and just go, no, not that one.
That's
do that
right.
one, get
yeah.
this. It's like they practice.
Yeah, practice.
That's it, Bubba. You need to practice taking pictures of yourself.
Yeah, take pictures of yourself till you look skinny.
Yeah, do selfie practice.
I, on the opposite of that.
Yeah,
I
do
have,
the duck lips.
You gotta suck in. They all suck in their cheeks. It just looks all
they also,
unnatural.
You know what girls do, and you can't see because of my beard. They do that thing where they make their neck muscles. Yeah, like, yeah.
Does that do, though?
It makes your neck look skinny.
You know, and Stacy hates that. My wife hates that. She's naturally, she has that because, well, she's skinny. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I hate this thing. She's like, she takes pictures to not have that in it.
It's a whole different subset. So I have a picture that I think you guys should make the screenshot of your phone. You want to stay skinny or you want to try to get skinnier?
Okay.
And the saddest part is this would be your motivation shot of the two of you. To make you feel fat, okay. And the sad part is that you are probably skinnier in this picture. You are definitely skinnier in this picture than you are now. But it's one of those that'll make you feel horrible. It's good old Nixon McGraw. Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Nothing will make you feel worse about yourself than standing next to Tim McGraw.
If you stop moving, I could zoom
I'm not
in.
Moving.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my belly is much less there.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is much less there?
What?
Tim. Tim is about half the size of a normal person.
Tim was really thin there.
I think he's still gotten a little bit. I don't know, man.
He went on a kick, man. I remember when he started it.
He wrote a book. I have it.
He wrote a book about health and fitness.
I cleaned out my
office. He just opened up some gyms and things, too.
You didn't read it.
Of course I didn't read it. Tim McGraw sent me a book about how to get into shape. I'm not reading that.
I wonder if somebody, they're on tour with him, and they're talking about how, like, he's off the charts on it.
Yeah.
Like, that's annoying.
Like, okay, so artists usually have their bus. They usually have a bus for the band and crew. And then they have these 18-wheelers that usually have at least one for a small show that's got all your equipment in it, okay? Some of the bigger tours where they have their own stage and the big setup, they'll have like two or even three tractor trailers full of all their gear. Tim has one with half of it is just of his workout stuff.
Yeah.
That they unload and set up outside backstage in the, you know, in the restricted area, and he sets up his own little gym, basically, for him to work out on the road, including this big giant, one of these big old massive tractor tires for him to flip it over. And I'm like, you just
so stupid.
It's so
you know, I love
say
Tim
it's
McGraw.
Stupid, but look at him and look at us.
I love Tim McGraw, but he's
too small.
He opened up a gym with this guy. I guess this trainer and he decided to become buds and open a place up.
Is that the trainer you used to use? Or
no, it's a different guy. No, that guy moved. But yeah, so they opened this place called True Mav Fitness. And I'm thinking to myself, why would Tim McGraw be the guy who opens True Mav Fitness? He missed the boat. He should have just called it Tim's Gym.
Yeah. Tim's Gym.
Tim's Gym would have been great. True Mav Fitness sounds
like... Sometimes people, when it comes to naming stuff and marketing stuff, there are a lot of... Sometimes people try way too hard.
Tim's Gym's the best.
Tim's Gym would have been great.
Remember the time when Tim wanted us to go on stage with him during some show, and he goes, yeah, y'all, I'm going to bring you out. Some song where we had to bring him a beer. You remember
that? Oh, he didn't bring you out. He goes, it was this thing he used to do. Gosh, man, this was at least 10 years ago. And he'd go, I need you, because he was sponsored by Bud Light. Oh, you know what I need? I need a Bud Light. Anybody got a Bud Light back there? And then it would be you guys standing, or whoever, some local celebrity, you know, it'd be.
Bring a beer out to
him. It's a different person in every city would bring him a beer.
So anyway, we did that or whatever. And then I remember. We're just kind of hanging backstage, and he has this thing where it's like it's not an intermission, but it's like where the band plays for like 5 minutes.
They vamp
minutes.
For a little
they
while.
They kind of play, and he went back. This is the weirdest thing.
He had a bar.
He had a little bar set up, and he had an IV in, and he was getting fluids, and had a nurse there who put it in. He was getting fluids and smoking a cigarette.
You know why? Well, the cigarette is obviously not good for you, and this was a long time ago. He probably doesn't even do that anymore.
No.
You know why he needed the IV fluids?
No, he's...
Because too skinny. He got no place to hold water.
Nah, this was before he did all that. This was right before he got really into it.
As a first responder, that kind of concerns me that he needed fluids midway through the show. I also think, the fact that we don't have that picture anymore is sad. Remember the picture from... When he brought us up, because...
And well, only one of you's in. I think
it looked like
you
were picking my nose, because I was up on the big screen.
I'm sure I have that somewhere. You know, we have so many old pictures just on hard drives.
I kind of remember that.
We'll have to throwback Thursday. I decided, one of the little things I decided to do over the Christmas break is I was like, you know, we have a bunch of great old pictures that we only post. Like, anybody comes in, Jason Aldean comes in today, we'll post a picture. And that's the last time we'll ever show that picture ever. Yeah. So I was just going through some stuff, and I'm like, you know, we have a bunch of great pictures. So I think every Thursday I'm just going to pick some random cool old picture of something that we came in. Because, again, it's a chance to use them again, and we never TBT.
Yeah.
We don't do that very often. So
that's good. Yeah. We should do that. Patrick, are we betting on prop bets for Monday's game? Not the game, because we don't bet on that We don't bet on LSU.
Yeah, I don't bet on LSU. That's my thing.
But
I won't do it.
But will you do prop bets? Prop bets are for like, okay, will the national anthem be more or longer or less than 5 minutes? People bet on that?
But that's more of a Super Bowl thing because I don't even know how to keep track of it. I mean, I know we can time the national anthem. But like in the Super Bowl, there's prop bets like how many times will Tom Brady wink at the camera and how many times
Tom Brady will be winking to the camera in the stands this year. There are prop bets for this game. It's not like that, but it's like will Hilaire have less than 99 yards of carries, plus or more or less. Will the first play be a run play or a pass play? For LSU, it's definitely going to be a pass play.
I'll take that bet.
Oh, really? You guys are about to do that?
Pass first versus run first in their first play?
Dude, you kidding me? First play, it's going to go deep.
Thank you.
Well, just let me know if you want to get into it.
I'll look into some. See if we have any weird.
I think it's going to be.
I know DraftKings has a few that's already.
I think the first play of the national championship is going to be a punt. Punt on first down because they want to break another record. All the records that have been broken this year, why not have the first punt on first down in a national championship game?
God, what a baller move that is.
That's a baller move. Hey, we just won the toss.
We don't really need it here. We're spotting you a possession.
That would be, you want to talk about get in people's heads?
That really would mess you up.
That's the only Bubba would you dream
this,
that up.
You need this more than I do. My team's going to kick your butt.
Great move. Such a great move.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm going to put that. Can we do a prop bet on that?
It appears that LSU is that the
punter?
That's the punt team, right?
I have no idea what's going on. This is insane.
I've never seen this before. Yeah. And then they show Coach O, and he's just smiling. Eating a crawfish. I hope he eats crawfish on the sideline.
That's a prop bet, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Has he ever done that before?
No, of course not.
Well, there you go. There's another record. For the first time ever in a national championship game, the coach is eating crawfish.
That would be great.
It would be.
He's just over there. You remember, Les eating grass.
Mm-hmm.
Les Miles eating grass. You have Coach O over there just sucking the heads off a crawfish.
Dude, that would be the best. And Patrick's because he can't eat crawfish anymore. He's allergic to them.
Dude, yeah, that's the worst.
I don't like watching other people eat crawfish.
It is nasty.
Yeah.
It's kind of nasty.
Really?
Yeah, and Bubba's Bubba's very sensual.
I'm like, really? How is that gross? I mean, peeling crawfish and sucking
peeling
the heads.
Peeling is one thing, but watching people licking the thing.
By the way,
stuff going down their fingers.
I am a true Cajun. I'm a true coon ass. I do not peel the poop vein.
Okay,
that's where all the flavor is.
No, it's not. You're a weirdo.
That's where all the flavor is.
You may be the grossest person I've ever heard.
Dude,
if that's the truth.
Like, do you take shrimp? Do you devein the shrimp?
Oh yeah, shrimp. Yes. I don't know why, but crawfish, man. I'm like, I can't. Yeah.
He's actually convinced
about
himself
one
that
out of every 30. I'll devein.
Oh,
what about
God.
The fat? The yellow fat stuff.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah, that is the best part.
That is the best.
I can't, man. I feel like I'm eating kid poop.
Can't even make an etouffee without that.
Oh yeah,
it's nasty. Just I can't.
People who don't eat crawfish
and here's the thing.
Don't understand what we're talking about.
And trying to eat crawfish with Bubba, I remember the first time I ever ate crawfish. Here I'm a kid from Tennessee, and small town. I'm a Cookeville, Tennessee kid, and then I'm meeting Water Boy. That's a good thing. I must have been Spider Man, and. He's over eating crawfish and showed me how to do it. And by the time I ate one, he was done. He ate up like a pound after I was just – and I got better. But, man, still, he's like – it's weird. It's crazy how fast. But anyway, all right, we'll think about prop bets.
Remember I almost won that it was a crawfish eating contest in Shreveport?
Oh my God! That's where the guy tried to kiss you.
The guy tried to kiss me on stage, and I almost decked him, man.
That guy was gonna get a broken
jaw. I was like, okay, dude, okay, I get the joke. It's funny, and he kept coming in. I'm like, dude, okay, I got you. I'm about to smack you. If your lips touch my lips, you go into the hospital.
Oh, okay. It was so great.
And don't anybody accuse me of anything. That would be assault.
Of course,
if you accuse me of anything, he was trying to sexually assault me.
That's right. Sure.
And I was ready to stop the assault.
So great. I remember Gary laughing. Gary McCoy
Gary
laughing.
Thought it was funny, and I'm like, dude, I was about to hurt your pal up on stage.
It was his buddy.
It was, I know. Was, and right. He was hammered.
Hammered. Oh, my gosh. This guy was tore up. Oh, so funny. So funny. What are you making? Are you going to the bar to watch a game?
Yeah. I was going to have people over, but it's a Monday night, man. I live out in the middle of nowhere. I don't want people to come up, you know?
The best thing in the world to do is watch a game. The best thing to do is watch a game with a bunch of people. I mean, It really is. I'm going to be watching at my house only because I have 120 inches of awesomeness.
Yeah.
But I love being able to high five, and
we have a bar with. Yeah. You, I mean, you do it for the Saints games. We have a bar where it's the LSU Alumni Association, and we all go and watch it together. It's just more fun that way. When something good happens, everybody screams. When something bad happens, everybody goes, "Ugh!" And then you're in it together. Not going to be as much fun as going to the Peach Bowl, where by the midway through the second quarter, we were all just partying like, "I can't believe this is happening."
Oh, Patrick was in the stadium in Atlanta.
Unbelievable.
Watching that
when it was when it was 35-14, we were all like, we're going to win. This is great. And then it was 49-14 at halftime. We're like, what's going on? Am I dreaming?
Seven touchdowns and a half. Are you what? Half. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like PlayStation.
So great. Oh,
so
and then we went and sat in some Oklahoma fan seats because they had left. They were better seats? Because they all left.
He sent me a picture at halftime.
I couldn't believe that because, like, you're from out of town. You know what I mean? Like, you're in.
Yeah.
Where are you going? You're not gonna. I mean, watch the end of the game, right?
Coca-Cola Museum.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. I'm like, oh, well, we're going tour. Take that CNN tour now. Like, no, man. Come on.
Are the Braves playing?
No, sir. It's December.
No, they are not. Right. They are not. I still haven't been to the new stadium.
Oh. Listen, the Braves. I know you don't want to hear this.
He's talking baseball, not football.
But
I haven't been to the. I haven't been that either.
Oh my
god, Mercedes-Benz stadium.
I've never seen anything like it.
What's so great about it?
Is it way better than Texas Stadium?
Which one?
Like
AT&T.
Yeah, no, it's that's beautiful. Okay, keep trying to figure out. So every time there's a new stadium, if it's built well, and I will give props to the Atlanta Falcons and their ownership because they wanted to build something to make people feel like their money was well spent. You know, like you pay $100 or more to go to a football game, it needs to be like, well, that was worth it, and not staying home and watching it on, like Bubba said, my 100-inch super.
Right.
So you got to give people an experience. So they do two things. One, they built a beautiful stadium. I'll get to that in a second. The other thing is they keep the food prices low. Because the ticket price is so high, they're not charging. A lot of places is like $11, $12, $13 for a beer. Nope, $7. I can't remember the last time I was at a sporting stadium, like minor league baseball maybe.
Well, how are the seats? There,
the seats are great. Every seat that was curved back, real comfy, not super cushioned in the area we were in, but just nice, no bad seats. And then so everybody made a big deal out of the giant screen at AT&T Stadium. That's cool. And a lot of places have giant stadiums on each end of the field.
Screens.
Okay.
Giant screens.
Yeah. At Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it's round and it's like a circular screen at the top. And you can only see the part across from you. But no matter where you are in the stadium, you can see it. You can see the play. When they do the replay, you just go. Okay, and so it's not like, you know, and sometimes you're in the middle and the screen's on both ends, you can't really see it. Or if you're in AT&T Stadium in the end zone, you can't see that thing. But no, wherever you are in this place, you can see it. The views are just perfect. The concourse is just, I don't know, big and beautiful and easy to get around.
Do you prefer, if you guys are watching a college football game, do you prefer to what be indoors or outdoors?
I mean, if the weather's good and it's outdoors is fun. I mean, Tiger Stadium.
Too cold,
yeah,
too wet.
Fun. I went to two football games this year where it was so hot. It was just unbearable.
Yeah.
And it was September and we had a really warm fall.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's where I kind of step in and go, man, I love me a good dome. I love me a good enclosed stadium where it's always perfect weather, always 73, 74 degrees. just perfect. And it's very comfortable. I'm not getting muddy. I'm not, you know, whatever. It's just great.
I wouldn't trade. You see, the thing with college football, I wouldn't trade Tiger Stadium.
It's the atmosphere.
For a big, beautiful, brand new $50 billion. I wouldn't. Okay. Because it's like a cathedral. You don't.
It's the history. It's the tradition.
Yeah, it's the thing. But, and it has gotten better. They've done so much to the outside of Tiger Stadium to make it better. And they're doing that with a lot of these places. But, I mean, it's still kind of.
The one in Los Angeles is going to be unbelievable. Oh, SoFi,
that thing is going to be.
Unbelievable.
Completely top of the line, everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
So the battle now is just everybody trying to outdo each other?
Well, again, you want them. It's not about. It's about making the experience better. The things that were better at Mercedes-Benz Stadium were things like how easy it was to get from one place to another. The concourse is so wide you can't possibly run into people. And they have these big open-ended spaces on like every few feet so you don't feel like you're – the worst thing to me about the Superdome in New Orleans is like you're squished – there are places where you get kind of squished in where there might be 6 feet wide and you're trying to walk by and then traffic jams build up because people don't know.
Yeah.
No one's directing traffic. Nobody knows how to walk through these things. And then it gets real crowded and really awful.
On the concourse?
On the concourse. Yeah. The worst is that I've ever seen is on the top level at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville where Tennessee plays. And there's a spot where it's like 4 feet wide. So it's a bottleneck.
That's where the awful. 300 made their stand against the Persians.
Yes, exactly.
That's, what do they call it?
This is
Thermopylae.
Sparta.
That's the Thermopylae section.
Yeah, it is. It's
this
terrible.
This is Sparta, Tennessee. White guy. a local joke for me. Anyway, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be. I think the spread is 5.5 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's still 5.5. Started at 3, and
take
then
the over. If you're making one bet,
what is the over now?
I don't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Is it less than 80? Take the over.
Yeah, I take the over. For those who don't know, that means bet. You have an over and an under, meaning the total points both teams score. Under this, over that.
Yeah.
You want whatever the over
so
is.
So if it's probably 42-35, they scored 77 points. And I think that's what the over is. I think it's 77. Or at least that's what it was in the semifinal game, and LSU almost scored that by themselves.
Yeah, it is the spread is
5.5.
Yeah, 5.5, 69.5. Ooh.
69.5 is hot. I would take that.
I'd take that.
100%.
I am going to shift this stuff here to the fact that I saw the future with CES. CES has been going on, Consumer Electronics Show. No,
yes.
Patrick's
love
like, no.
That.
I just don't.
Dude, we're gadget dudes.
Tell me when I can afford it.
I saw, you can afford a lot of this stuff. I saw the future. Sony had a car, and it had a panoramic dashboard screen. Like, it wasn't just a screen in front of the driver. It wasn't a screen in the center stack. It was a screen that went all the way around the entire car. It was curved. It was beautiful. So you'd have all the car stuff, and then you'd have entertainment options and everything on it. Dude, I'm like, this is what cars are going to be. The Tesla with the big giant screen. That looks like so Fisher-Price toys compared to what this Sony thing looked like. Yeah. I mean, we are about to go into the next level of car and infotainment and all that kind of stuff. And it was beautiful.
I love it. I love it.
Think about it. Once the cars start driving themselves, it's going to change the game. You know, people right now listening to the podcast will be watching the podcast.
Driving along.
While they're driving. Because the car's going to be driving itself. So that's the future, man.
And
that's where it's going to.
And then just go watch Terminator, and you'll see how it all ends.
I went to a Tesla dealership and was looking at that. What's the one? It's like the SUV, Bubba. Like the doors, the big gold.
Yeah, the Model X.
Yeah. I was looking at that and took a test drive. Anyway, they kind of so like the car was parked. He's like, let's say you're parked and it's pretty tight or whatever, and you can summon the car. And I was like, okay. Dude, hits a button and the car starts moving towards you. It comes out and it stops, so it's out of the parking lot spot, and then you can get in it and go.
Isn't that the craziest
thing?
That's
like the most simple thing, but I was like, what is happening? This is crazy.
Look,
all the stuff that it can do.
I want to show you this just because if you're looking at the live stream, watch this. This is the dashboard of that Sony car. It wraps around.
How far around does it go? Like
all the way from mirror to mirror.
Oh, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to put that in the Chevelle.
Hey, man, you can have, what do they call it, retro mods or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I got to get a new starter, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
They had starters on that stuff. Kidding.
Yeah, big old ones, too.
You know, it would be great to, I would like an old car. Like, you know, you've got your Chevelle and everything. I would like something, but I want something just weird. You know how I am.
I know.
But I don't know where I would park it because my daughter, I have to get a car for my daughter soon.
Yeah. You're,
so I'm like, where would I park something cool like
that? You have to wait till they get out of the house. When they leave, then you'll have room. And you should get something like a Studebaker or something.
Oh, you know I love Studebakers. Yeah. I do. And I know you said it's like the Power Hawk, the Gran Turismo Power Hawk.
Yes.
That's like so the great. Jam, man.
So great. I want to get one of those, like some kind of an old like truck or some sort. I wouldn't mind getting like an
80s, Studebaker?
Like an 80s Chevy. You know,
I saw it was like an
85 Silverado or something.
I was going to say, I saw like an 83 dually not too long ago. And I'm like, that is just hot. It's just
so
big
beautiful.
And bad and mean and awesome and great.
C10s, man. And they started making some of these where they look like the old color schemes from the 70s and 80s and stuff, but it's all new, you know.
Cars?
Yeah, they're new, but they look old.
Huh.
Like 82, man. Remember the 1982 Silverado?
No, I don't. I don't even remember what that looks like.
Truck.
I'd have to bing it here in a minute.
Oh, it's so good.
Melody says, what about the old 1963 Metropolitan? That was actually a cool little car because it didn't look American. Like American cars at that time had a very distinct look. And that was very European, which I think was the problem. They were so ahead of their time because cars got smaller after the 70s and everything. So,
yeah.
But they were 15 years ahead of themselves, and I think it cost them.
I do enjoy getting in mine and just cruising. Just, you know, I told you I get pulled over, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get a ticket.
Did you just look at it? How do you get out of your tickets, honestly? You get pulled over all the time.
Yeah,
Semi-regular.
Semi-regular, I do. Well, one time I was on the way, coming in here. So it's early, and I get pulled over in my own neighborhood. And the guy comes over, get his stuff, and he goes back to his car. While he's back in the car behind me, I text my bud. I'm like, hey, man, I'm pulled over. Are you on the road right now? He's a cop. Are you on the road right now? And they can see where they all are. He's like, yeah. And I said, hey, you know, can you let him know I'm cool and whatnot? And, you know, be nice, be cool to me. You know, I'm just trying to get out of the ticket. And guy finally comes up and he goes, who are you? I said,
who are you?
He goes,
I'm Batman.
I should have said that. And he's like, he goes, yeah, well, just be careful, all right? I'm like, oh, cool, thanks, man. You want a hat? He was like, I'm good.
You can't do that. You can't offer the cop anything.
No, you can't. That's what he said. He goes, I can't take that. That's considered a bribe. I'm like, okay, well, first off, this is not the 1800s. You know, we're not in, like...
Yeah, but you can't offer them anything. You can't, if you have an ice cream, you can't go, you want a little lick of the ice cream? You can't do that.
I don't know. I just don't get tickets, man. I think partly, I don't know.
I think the worst, my wife, oh my gosh, if she gets pulled over, hold on.
Oh, she absolutely gets a ticket.
Oh, she always gets a ticket.
And I'm
like,
I told her,
I said, you've got to be nice. Because cops, whenever they pull you over, they make notes and marks and things like that. They know who you are. And so, like, they have a little record of if you were nice to them or not.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they put, like, a little symbol or whatever.
Yeah, like some. Yeah, I'm not going to say what they are because I don't want to give it away.
Well, they're all different.
Yeah,
but
there's a couple of them that are great. But anyway... So yeah, you got to be nice to the cop. If you're rude and you go, "Just I'm in a hurry, just give me the ticket."
You're getting a ticket. Yeah, of course.
And not only that, you're also going to get that little mark, whatever their thing is, and they're going to make sure that if you decide to go challenge it in court, they'll show. They will show up for that because you were ugly to them. So, and I'm like, be nice to them. She's like, I'm always nice. I'm like, I don't think you are. I don't think you're nice at all. They pull you over and you're like, so stressed and sad and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Just
the guy pulled me over. I mean, I absolutely lit it up on the road. There's nobody coming either way.
Oh, like smoking the tires?
Oh, my gosh. It was the most greatest display of America muscle power ever. My foot never came off the floor. When I jammed it down, all I did was just pop up the gears, and my foot never moved at all. Smoke, I'm sideways, it's loud, big 454 engine, gone. And dude, I don't know where this guy came from. Out of nowhere. I look up and there's lights way behind me. You know, I can see the lights. Pull over. And he goes, well, I guess you know why I'm pulling you over. I said, do I have a light out? He laughed. And I knew right then I wasn't getting a ticket. I knew I wasn't. I knew when I got pulled over I wasn't getting a ticket. He goes,
that's Big D talking, by the way. I want all the officers who potentially will watch this and go, I'm just nice.
I said,
he just is there to make you laugh. And
I had all my paperwork, and I said, yeah, I know, man. I said, I got on it back there. But in my defense, there is no one around, and you were like some sort of in stealth mode because I never saw you. And he laughed again. He goes, do you know much about these kind of cars? And he's like, not really, you know. And I was like, well, you know, gas, it has ethanol in it. And so I've got ethanol in this instead of pure gas. So I got to run it through. I kind of got to get on it sometimes.
Burn it off sometimes.
I got to burn it off and get it out of there. And I hadn't driven it in a few days. He's like, okay. He goes, listen, you know, I'll come back. He comes back, and he was like, well, listen, be careful, whatnot, and blah, blah, blah. And took a picture of the car.
So great.
Keely's on Facebook. She says, as a 911 dispatcher, most of our traffic stops are warnings. No ticket. Just be nice.
Yeah, just be nice, man.
Just be nice.
Listen,
seriously.
They're just out there doing a job. And if you're cool, they'll be cool. And sometimes you're going to get a ticket for whatever reason. But you know, you did wrong. You know you did wrong. So you should expect a ticket every time. And if you don't, man, thank you so much. But if you do get a ticket, still be cool.
Dude,
it's not like they're
thinking about how blessed we are. Because every day, one of us can get a ticket. Every single day.
So every day.
Thank you once again to our law enforcement. They had their day this week. Law enforcement.
Appreciation Day
was this week.
Wednesday.
And you know what? You should have a year. We'll make 2020 Law Enforcement Appreciation Year. We have deemed it so.
And passed.
And I have spoken.
Who will be playing after the
podcast? We are going to be doing Josh Sneed. For those of you who are watching on the Facebook video feed.
Interesting guy.
You're missing out on a really, really cool interview that we had on the show this morning. Comedian Josh Sneed. And it's cool. I mean, I just, as soon as we're done with the jingle, then stick around if you're listening because it's worth it. It's a really interesting email.
A lot of this.
I almost said email.
I didn't know a lot of stuff about him. It wasn't really. It was fun, but it wasn't
about
like
his dad.
I know it's crazy. If you're a Star Wars person, man,
and his stores.
Yeah, I know. He's like, it's pretty cool, man. So anyway, thank you. I'm glad we can be back on the video stuff.
And thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts. We love you. We love all the support, and we love to support you. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts.
Better prices.
Better prices.
Every day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Hey, comedian Josh Sneed in the studio with us. Good to see you, man.
Good morning, boys.
Thanks for dropping by, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Funny guy. You know, we're in the middle of this. I don't know if you saw. Look at this. I'm drinking protein shakes.
What in the world is that?
It's
so sorry.
Okay, I know,
so
man. I'm at.
My wife wants me to lose some weight too, and obviously she wants, but she wants me to do these shakes also. And I'm like, I don't want to waste my calories on a shake. I want a steak.
Oh, this has way too many carbs. You're doing this wrong.
I'm not looking at these.
Everybody's got their own way to lose weight, so I'm not judging.
So we're all doing it. We're trying to lose 100 pounds. Because the three of us collectively.
No, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bubba, do you have some game show music? You want to play a game, Josh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So the game is how much.
Yeah, he's going to guess our weight. He's like a carny.
How much do we weigh?
The three of you combined?
No, why don't you look at me? Okay, what do you think I weigh?
I'd say you're 250.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish.
That is hilarious. How about Patrick here? Patrick, you really shouldn't give him the profile. Don't give him the profile.
You're not gonna hurt our feelings.
280.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
What do you think
Big D weighs?
I'm 6'3", by the way. That might change your thing.
290.
Okay, what
is that over three?
Do you need LASIK? No, you're way off.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm trying to make friends here.
For the first time, all three of us are over 300 pounds.
Really?
Yes. Even Bubba. And collectively, we weigh
1,053 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. We weigh half as much as a smart car.
I feel like I've found my home. Can I move in here?
How often? So this happened to me years ago. I was going through a thin-ish phase, and I had gotten just a little bit smaller than Bubba back then. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Did he ever get smaller than me?
Yeah, he did. I did for like two weeks.
For like a month. I was down to like 200 pounds. And so it was me, Big D and Bubba, and Ralphie May sitting at a table having lunch. And it was for the first time in my adult life, I was at a table with three other men, and I was the smallest one at the table. So that you walked in here, and you're probably – this is not normal for you to be in a room where you're probably the lightest dude here.
I am.
What are you trying to say?
Wow, nice, Patrick.
Well, I know, I'm just saying, Josh.
No, it's
Josh
true. He's absolutely right.
Material about how, he's fat. I said it. He.
Yeah.
It's not a secret.
But you're okay with it.
Yeah, why not? I've had those shakes. They're terrible.
they are.
I tried
to do
a cleanse last year. It was the worst decision I've ever made.
Like, what kind of cleanse?
My wife, God love her, she finds all these different, like, you should try this and see if this works. So it was like this body reset, and
our wives like to throw stuff against the wall, don't they? They're like, just
terrible.
Try everything, bae.
I know. And it's like, just because you don't like the foods that I love, you know what I mean? Like, that's why you're skinny, is because, like, you don't see a donut and go, I want that donut. Like, she sees a donut and she's like, ew.
Yeah, dude, I see
Hawaiian rolls and I'm like ready to dive in.
I know.
Are those the sweet ones, right?
Yes, man.
I'll take some of those.
I would pick up a whole pack of those and eat that on my drive home.
Oh. She's like, you can have, on this diet, you can have a cheat day. I was like, I'm on a cheat decade. You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, this is my vice. Like, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. Like my gambling is under control. Not that it ever was out of control, but you know what I mean? Like, food is like, that's like my thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I have the sweetest tooth
I don't have any
ever.
Other problems, but if you give me a large pizza, I will eat all of it.
You will knock it
I
out.
I will eat that whole dang thing.
Josh Sneed, you can find him online, joshsneed.com. Also, social media, just look up Josh Sneed. We'll come back and talk more with Josh coming up next segment. Comedian Josh Sneed is joining us in the studio. You can find him at joshsneed.com for all touring and also his wares. I don't know.
Do you have merch and everything on your site?
You know, I have CDs or, albums that are out there on iTunes and stuff like that. But I own a T-shirt company.
What?
I started an apparel company in 2005 with a buddy of mine. And so it has 4 different brands that we operate, and that's sort of my merch, but it's separate from my comedy.
So it's merch, but not with your name or anything like that on it.
Right. I mean, I'm one of the faces of it. You know, it's like not a secret that, like when I'm post on
you can
the,
say
about
what they
the
are.
Brand.
It's okay.
I what mean, is it? Can... Like, what are the shirts of?
So our biggest brand is called Cincy Shirts, which is where I'm from, Cincinnati, and it's a lot of Cincinnati themed stuff. So we have an MLS license, so we can make soccer shirts. We're about to have a MLB Players Association's license for actually the whole league, which is kind of exciting for us. And then we have relationships with all the big places in Cincinnati that people are fond of, restaurants and the Cincinnati Zoo and things like that. So we have three stores in Cincinnati, wow. and we're kind of like the go-to place for anything Cincinnati apparel.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
And then we started oldschoolshirts.com, which is kind of the same thing, but for other cities.
Man, I think I've seen that site somewhere.
Maybe, I hope so.
Is that kind of, what's the one in the New Orleans that you like, Bubba, the Fleur?
There's a bunch of them.
And they're all like, you know, things that have to do with.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the shop, but
City Pride, Retro.
Kind of, all that kind of
Flirty
stuff.
Flirty Girl.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's all kinds of that kind of stuff. And so this is kind of more, good for you, man.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of a nice job. I mean, it sounds like you're doing like a bunch of other different things.
I am, and it's because. So I had this vision when I started doing stand-up because I met so many comics that were like, you know, early to late 70s that it just, that's all they'd ever done. And they're just taking whatever work they can.
Yeah.
And they were just disgruntled. And, you know, and I was like, I never want comedy to not be fun.
Yeah.
And I have like a business background. I worked for Procter & Gamble before I started doing stand-up. So I always thought if I could just have some little side thing that makes enough money that I don't have to do stand-up.
Right.
And that way stand-up would always be fun. Then I would only take the gigs that I really want to do.
That's so great.
And so I've been lucky in that regard to keep stand-up fun, but I'm also a dad, and I love being a dad. So like it lets me be home more to not have to be on the road all the time. And those jobs, like side gigs, sort of let me
so
do that.
So smart. It's so smart.
Because
you're like the mutual fund of comedians.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's like having a day job, having a nice day job, you know, like I didn't want to go to sleeping in my car. You know what I mean? Like I wasn't used to that lifestyle of, you know, having mac and cheese for dinner every day and
have
sleeping
you ever done
in
that?
My car. I did for just a minute.
And it makes you hungry.
It does.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about physically, like what I'm talking about mentally, it makes you hungry.
100%.
Because I did, I lived in my car for 3 months.
Wow.
And this is way back, like when I was super, like straight out of high school almost. And I did that. But dude, that gives you a drive because once you realize how low it can get,
yeah,
you don't ever want to go back there.
100%
again.
Agree. When I was in high school, I got a random job at a steel mill in Cincinnati. And they hire every 10 years, they would hire like three high school kids to come clean their machines and then put a fresh coat of paint on them. And we spent the whole summer at the front of the shop all the way to the back, and I met these guys who were, you know, like 60, 70 years old, ready to finally retire. They'd been there since they got out of high school, and they taught us that. They were like, if you don't want to come to a job like this and have this be your everyday for the rest of your life, then work hard and do something else. Like they were so thoughtful to try to teach us that lesson. And I'm so glad they did because, I mean,
it was like your work daddies.
Yeah, they really were. And, you know, and then the other two companies are, we have a funny t-shirt website called Fluffy Crate. And then we just started a union shirt site for like people in unions. So
it's very specific.
It is.
That is very
specific. We have one for people who have
well, it's all American, you know, it's American made apparel.
High cholesterol. And,
yeah.
We have another one for those who are allergic to peanuts.
Dude, look at you. Have a peanut allergy company.
I should.
That's your next there one.
Yeah, I should. My kid has a peanut allergy.
Really? Like for legit?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought that was like an urban legend. I don't, because I've never seen a kid who's legit. Listen,
you hear about
I had
all the
kid,
kids at school.
A neighbor kid right across the street has a peanut allergy. Uh-huh. And his mom is kind of one of those weird ones. Like she would yell when like my kids had like toy guns, you know, in the yard and he couldn't leave his yard. He's that kind of parent.
Well,
a helicopter parent. So anyway, he comes over finally when he can, you know, go across the street on his own. And I gave him a peanut butter sandwich. And he died. No, he didn't die. And he's fine. No, and he's fine.
You know what's worse? He made that joke that all three of us laughed at it. And you laughed in your car. You laughed right now.
I did the same thing with my son's friend. I didn't know he had a peanut allergy. I made him like some kind of peanut butter sandwich or whatever, and he lived also.
Yeah, they're fine.
If they don't know, they don't.
That's because there are kids who really have peanut allergies, and there's a lot of people who just don't.
Well, I also think there's people that can grow out of things, that's too. That, you know, possibly that's what happened. But, like, yeah, so I made him the sandwich, and I'm talking to my wife on the phone, and she's like, you gave him what? He has a peanut allergy. I'm like,
well, apparently he doesn't.
Well, I watched him, you know, for a while to make sure nothing was going on, and he was fine. So yeah, I was like, hey, I think we're
it's,
good.
My, you know, my wife, when our son was born, she read all the books of, like, don't feed them this food until they're this age and blah, blah, blah. So she had never given him peanut butter. And then when he was two, he was trying to get a bite of an English muffin with peanut butter on it that she was eating. And before she fed it to him, she took a little bit on her thumb and just put it on his cheek to see if he would have a reaction. And it got all hives. So she didn't ever feed it to him.
Yeah.
And we had him tested, and he was tested for a severe reaction to peanuts. So what they do is they take, like, a skin test, and they put, like, you know, pollen and cat and dog and this stuff. And his peanut one was like
huge.
It was like the size of a baseball. It was insane.
Oh.
So we got him into he still is in a national study for peanut allergies. He was the youngest kid.
He's one of the real
country
ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, he's built up a tolerance where he could probably, you know, he eats a peanut protein powder mixed in with some chocolate pudding. He eats it every single day.
Just to build it up.
And
he's
up to about,
powder?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just like Iocane.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Inconceivable.
I know you have something to say. I know Bubba's has got, like, there's a thing where they both love Star Wars, and I'm scared of that.
I didn't know you were a Star Wars lover.
Yeah. But I have to say, so I was watching some videos because I knew you were coming in, and I was just wanted to see what you were all about. And at one point, I was laughing so hard I had to stop watching the video of the fast food places where there's two fast food places in one place.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting right back into why we're all over 300 pounds. But but yes, those are my favorite places to go, two-in-one fast food restaurants.
Like the Taco Bell Pizza Huts or Taco Bell KFCs or whatever they are?
Any combination works for me personally. I prefer the Long John Silver / Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I haven't been to one of those.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. I tell people Long John Silver is that's the place I like to people watch. That's how this all got started. I've just found that that's a great place to people watch because there's just something about the two-in-one fast food restaurants where people can't process that there are two businesses operating behind one counter and sharing the menu space above. And when they see it, it just throws them off, you know? And so I like Long John Silver's because that's the one place where you can hear a grown man ask for extra crumbs. You know, because I feel like that's a new low for our society, right? Because there's a button for it. And that's the part that blows my mind, right?
Yes.
There's a button for the crumbs, which you know was not part of their original business plan. Something had to happen to have them make a button just for the part that they, you know, were throwing away every day.
It's fried batter.
Yeah, it's a batter that breaks off from the fish and chicken once it comes out of the fryer. And so that pile of those little tiny pieces forms, and then people go, hey, man, let me get a scoop of the thing that's been laying in.
And honestly, it is the best part.
It is delicious. It is 100% delicious.
So it's just fried batter.
It's just fried batter.
Little pieces.
And people ask, and I'm just, you know, and I just picture, like, the day, like, whatever happened that where they're like, we got to make this a button on the register. You know, because some guy's like, I don't know how to make this stuff. It's an accident, and everybody's asking for it. And I've taken it next level. I'm just like, what else can I do with this stuff? And my next goal is to actually take a thing of crumbs from Long John Silver's to Dairy Queen and have them mix it into a Blizzard format.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
That would be next level.
If only there were a Dairy Queen Long John Silver combo restaurant.
Yeah, A&W might do it for me.
Yes.
They might.
Possible. So, Bubba is a huge Star Wars guy, and he tries to keep me up to date on the storyline. I honestly don't care.
Have you even seen the last movie?
No. The last one I saw was the one it ended with Luke Skywalker on top of a cliff.
Oh, my gosh, dude. You're a couple movies back.
That's the last one I saw.
Yeah.
That's episode 7?
Yeah. It was episode 7.
Then episode 8 came and kind of messed things up. Episode 9 cleaned it up.
A little bit. But you also had Rogue One and Solo in between, which are both great movies.
Yes, and I tell people that all the time. I'm like, you know, they're like, which one do I start with? I'm like, I don't know, man. I would throw in Solo just to see if they even like it and if they can get into the world because Rogue One's a little dark.
Rogue One is great. It's like a war movie set in Star Wars.
But it's awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
So I always tell people to make sure they don't skip that. I'm like, you have to watch Rogue One before you watch the original Star Wars 77 from back in the day.
Well, here's my tie to it. So I'm from Cincinnati. My father was a model maker at Kenner Toys when I was a child. So he made Star Wars
toys.
I've
seen the documentary.
Is he in the documentary?
He's not in the documentary.
I've seen that whole thing.
But
yeah.
a lot of his coworkers are referenced in the documentary about it.
So what was his job? What was he making?
So basically they would bring him a blueprint, and he was a machinist, so he would make a working model of the toy according to the blueprints, and then they would make little marks on it and adjustments here and there, and he would eventually refine it until it got to their specifications that they liked, and then they would decide if they wanted to actually produce it or scrap it. So a lot of my toys were actually super valuable, but I didn't know it at the time. He would bring home prototypes that were just
gosh.
Oh, we had to change something, so this is garbage.
Oh,
do you have any of that
rejects.
Stuff still?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I've sold it all when I became a full-time comedian.
Because you had to.
I sold the whole collection. A guy from New York came and bought all of it.
How much would you sell it for?
$10,000, which was really good at the time. But now, today, it'd probably be worth closer to like $40,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, I want to know, who's the person who decided to put the lightsaber inside their arm?
In the arm?
And like, yeah. You had that little thing you could slide up, and it was like...
And why was it yellow?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many cool stories that are just so nerdy.
Is it because that was the only plastic that was available?
Well, it's just like they didn't know. Kenner didn't know. They're making toys for a movie that was top secret and hadn't even come out yet. They were going off of photos from the set on how to make the toys. Han Solo's figure from Empire Strikes Back is a navy blue coat, but it was actually brown in the film. It was just the lighting made it look navy blue, so they guessed.
And you know, it's funny because still to this day, people believe that coat was blue because of the toy.
Yep, that's 100% true. And so, like, I have fun. Well, they're kind of cringy now, but they're sort of fun Star Wars lore. So, Return of the Jedi was initially going to be called Revenge of the Jedi, and they changed the name of the movie at the last minute because some kid wrote a letter to George Lucas and said revenge isn't a quality that a Jedi would have. And so George Lucas changed the name of the movie at the last minute to Return of the Jedi. But Kenner had already printed, you know, the figure comes on that piece of cardboard with the bubble over the top of it that holds a figure in. They had already printed those cardboard sheets that said Revenge of the Jedi. So they threw those in a dumpster, and my dad was a big car guy. Him and all his coworkers, they came from Ford. They were big car guys. They liked to work on old cars. And so whenever we had an issue with our car, my dad fixed it, you know, brakes or oil changes or whatever. Yeah, so he took all those pieces of cardboard out of the dumpster to put down in the garage for whenever he changed the oil. To keep the oil off
those
of the
things
garage,
again, right? Would be priceless now.
They're worth about $7,000 per sheet, and I think he probably went through 10 of them just to catch
the
oil
under his car.
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
You never know, man. You just never know.
You never know. Even I didn't know.
You know what? I just cleaned my office and cleaned out the closets here at the studio, and I'm like, this is why I'm a hoarder, because I never want to throw anything away because of stories like that.
Yep.
Fascinating. Wow.
Isn't it crazy?
That is nuts.
Yeah. But
well, thanks
cool.
for coming by and contributing to my creepy hoarderness. I'm never going to throw you away.
I'm the
again.
Same way, man.
He could be on the dumpster diving for stuff to see. Well, you never know. You can follow Josh at joshsneed.com. Also on social media as well, Josh Sneed. Dude, it's good to see you. We'd love to have you come back anytime.
I'll come back anytime you guys will have me. I really appreciate it.
Fun stuff. Josh Sneed, everyone.